Welcome to the Homegrown Remix Podcast. We will be tackling the tough questions that eat at your faith. Throughout the year, four students will dissect, discuss, and comment on each week's topic. And now, please welcome our host of Crossroads Farm.
Well, welcome to this week's Homegrown Remix Podcast from Crossroads Farm at the Lanes in South Boardman, Michigan. Today is, well, what is today? Today is November 24th, 2024. Holy cow, are we really? Is it November 24th? Mm-hmm. Do you know how many days it is till Christmas? Yeah. 1 month and one day. Mm-hmm. Like tomorrow is the 25th. That is just, that's nuts. Well, I'm your host, Jason Reynolds, and I have four students around the table with me this evening. And I want everybody just to introduce themselves and tell us where you go to school. So we'll start with
you. My name's Alexis. I go to Manton Public Schools.
Okay, and what grade are you in?
Sixth.
All right.
I'm Abram. I'm homeschooled. I'm in ninth.
Okay.
I'm Callie. I go to Mancelona, and I'm in eighth.
All right. Thanks, Callie.
I'm Matthew, and I'm homeschooled, and I'm in seventh.
Okay. All right. So with Thanksgiving coming up this next week, in less than a week, what is one thing that you are thankful for? Can you think of one thing that you're thankful for? You just kind of randomly answer.
Being able to hang out with family.
Hang out with family. Okay.
My family too.
Family. Okay.
Yeah. Family and friends.
Okay.
Friends.
Okay. I'm thankful for that as well. But I'm also thankful for pumpkin pie and Miracle Whip. Oh, glory. My wife just got these three huge containers of Miracle Whip this morning. Yes. So we'll be eating well. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So let's get right into the icebreaker questions, but discussion questions. All right. So tonight was what we call a crew takeover, where our crew, which is on lead team, those are our student leaders, they were the ones that preached tonight and talked about these discussion questions of what we're going to talk about here in a second. All right, first question, number one, did you hear anything new about Mary tonight?
Not that I already knew of.
Okay, so you already knew all there was to know about Mary, didn't hear nothing new? Anybody else?
Yeah. I learned her age.
You did? How old did they say that she was?
15 or 16.
Okay.
Yeah, I also learned her age. I did not know that. It's like the only thing I don't remember.
Yeah.
Or I never knew. Mm-hmm.
So the mother of Jesus was actually around your guys' age. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know some of you are younger than that, but a couple of us are closer to that. A teenager. So that's pretty amazing that she was your age, roughly.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Number two. What connected with you about Mary? What was something else maybe that was a connecting point for you about her?
Her age, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, I'm 15, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Kelly, you're leaning in. Something?
Just the gender.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that's like it.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, because she's a girl, you're a girl, so that was a kind of the connecting point. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Anything else? All right. That's okay. All right. Number three. Has God ever asked you to do something, but you were really worried or afraid about doing it? Did God ever ask you to do something, but you were worried or really afraid about doing it?
The Dagotech weekends, I finally went on one.
Oh, yeah. Youth Discipleship weekends.
Yeah.
And
it's been a I skipped the last one, and I wanted to go on it because I have some friends that I don't really always get to see. But
right?
I'm going to try going on the next one. But there have been so many times where I skipped it because I was too scared.
Okay. So the one in the spring, do you think you're being encouraged to?
I'm gonna try it.
Yeah.
Hopefully I can't chicken out.
Yeah. Well, like you said, you have now been there.
Yeah.
I mean, assuming that it's there, but you will have also been at the other place. So
yeah.
Being familiar with the area might help too.
Yep.
Were you gonna say something, Alexis? Or are you just agreeing with Abram?
Well,
have you been challenged before?
Yeah, I have been.
Okay.
For the kickoff, I passed out flyers to the whole grade at school.
I heard about that.
And the same for Winter Retreat, or not Winter Retreat, Murder Mystery.
Oh, did you really? So you felt that God was calling you or asking you to do that? Yeah. Was that a big step?
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that kind of scared you to death, but you knew he wanted you to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for you. What do you think that the reaction was when you did that? Like, how did people respond? Did they take it freely, or did people?
Some people took it and then came,
and
some people just threw it away.
Did they? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you'll probably get a mix of stuff like that. But yeah, when you step out for the Lord, you never know how it's going to go.
Yeah.
But the important thing is that you step out when he asks you to do that. Well, good for you. That's good. Anybody else? Has God ever asked you to do anything scary or? Okay. All right. What keeps you, number four, or what keeps us from wanting more of being with Jesus? What keeps us from wanting more of being with Jesus? What holds us up from wanting to be with Jesus more? What are roadblocks that maybe keep us from wanting to be more with Jesus?
Electronics.
So, does everybody have a phone?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
You don't. Well,
lucky.
You're in the minority at the moment. I know that probably won't always. That will not always be the case. But yes, why electronics?
Because you're always on them.
Yeah. It's like what I would say, a moth to a flame. You just always seem to need to be on this thing. I have a bad habit before I go to bed. I like cooking shows. And lately I've been watching Detroit Lions videos, so I got to see what the latest video is. Well, that's just, yeah. So if I were to, let's say, and this is a challenge to me right this second, instead of looking at those YouTube videos before I go to bed tonight, what should I do?
Read a book?
What kind of book? Maybe not just any book.
The Bible.
Maybe I should read a chapter in the Bible instead of doing that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Callie, that's a great, great point. All right. Anybody else? What else keeps us from?
Self-decisions. I mean, we all choose one thing over the other depending on what we think is more fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, anybody else? Okay, I see a lot of head nodding. We all agree.
I was going to say like friends, like bad friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So friends that we choose can either lead us closer to Christ or farther away from Christ, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good example. So we got to be really careful who we choose as friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I had some friends when I was in college, and I ended up making a pretty, to them probably a crazy decision, but I made a pretty bold decision. They were not leading me closer to Christ, and I felt like I needed to stop being friends with them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to the same school, you still see them, you know, even after saying, I can't be friends with you. That was weird, but it was an important step, I felt like, in growing closer to the Lord. So you got to be bold. You got to call it like it is, you know, in a sense. All right. Number five, who is watching you? Who is watching you? What does your example tell them about Jesus? Who in your life is watching you? Do you have like one person that you know is watching you? Not in a creepy way like what Trey said earlier, but who is watching you to see what kind of life you're living? You got one person?
My siblings. I can't think of one, but.
Okay. Your siblings, you're young, and you're the oldest, so all your younger siblings are watching you. Okay. That's a good example.
Your parents.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe even a lot of times, if you're a Christian and your parents are not a Christian, you know, parents are definitely watching you too. Anybody else? Anybody at school or?
God's always watching us.
God is watching us. Yes. Okay. And what does your example tell them about Jesus? Now, maybe if you want to answer that would be cool, but maybe that's just something that also we need to think about. What does our example tell them about Jesus? Are we being a good example? If we're saying that we love Jesus 1 minute, are we acting like it the next? And if we're not acting like it the next, we don't want to be guilty of giving Jesus a black eye by saying, yeah, we love Jesus, but we're going to, you know, live like the devil, you know.
Yeah.
That doesn't help people draw closer to Christ.
Yeah.
All right, number six. Thank you. What do you think God wants you to do now? Is there anything that maybe during tonight's talk that you feel God is encouraging you to do when it comes to drawing closer to Christ?
Nothing that comes to mind. I can't.
Okay, that's all right. That's right. Yeah. Maybe let it marinate a little bit more. Yeah. I love a good marinade. Oh, it's so much better for the steak to let it set. Yeah. Yeah. All right. And the last question, how can we help you follow God? How can we help you follow God? Do you guys, are all regular attenders to Crossroads.
Yep.
Are you all part of a discussion group, like a regular carousel rather? Where you get a daily text message of the devotional. Everybody gets it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I would say that's probably one way that we can help you follow God is by encouraging you that way with those text devos. Now, Abram, you're in my carousel, so I send you those every day with the other boys that are a part of our group.
Yeah.
And you guys as well. Matthew, you get one from Jerry. And so that's just one way that we can encourage you to live for Christ, and we can't say it enough that you know, getting into God's word, praying, drawing closer to him, that's so very important, especially the world that we live in, and all the different things, the draws, like being on our cell phones and the television and friends. Those are things that if they're not godly, they could pull us away from Christ, and we certainly don't want to pull away from Christ.
Yeah.
But draw closer to him and be contagious, as I would like to say, being contagious for Christ. You know, you probably shouldn't have, maybe didn't want to say that back COVID years, but being contagious for Christ is a good thing. When people see us, the big question I always try to ask myself is, who do they see? Are they seeing Jesus, and do they want what I have? So, all right. Well, let me pray with you guys real quick. Lord, I thank you for these students. I thank you, God, for their honesty. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in them and through them. Thank you, God, for drawing them to yourself. And I just pray, Lord, that just the different challenges, the temptations, the draws from technology and people around us that might want to pull us from you, Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will have your perfect will in a way, God, in Alexis's life and Abram's life and Callie's life and Matthew's life, Lord Jesus, that when people see them, that they will see you, Jesus, and that they will be a living example of who you are now until you come again for us, your church. We love you, Lord, and it's in your strong and powerful name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, it's great having you guys join me tonight. And that's it for today's Homegrown Remix podcast. Thanks for listening. There will be no podcast next week because we are all going to be taking the weekend off because of Thanksgiving. But the following week in December, that podcast will be at this shed. So you guys want to say goodbye?
Goodbye.
All right. We'll see you guys later. God bless.
Crossroads Farm is happy to share Coffee Joy with you through the delicious Rich Roast Coffee. You can order yours by contacting the CRF office at crossroadsfarm.org and contact us to learn about our innovative ministry curriculum, The Arms of a Servant Leader, a 4-year strategic discipleship training resource. Follow us on Facebook at Crossroads Farm and Crossroads Farm RCI, also on Insta and Twitter.